Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on the very top of Nun Gimel Amud Beis at Amar Mar. So once the Braisa, the last thing we were discussing was hanging a truskel, a feeding basket, around the animal's neck. So the Gemara explains the Braisa. So Amar Mar, v'lo b'kamea afal pishu mumcha. You're not allowed to go out with an animal's not allowed to go out with a kamea, even, you know, an amulet, even though it's proven to work. Aiva nantanan v'lo b'kamea she'inu mumcha. But don't we learn about a person, that a person is not allowed to go out with a kamea that's not proven to work, called mumcha shapir dami, but if it were a proven kamea, it would be good. So it says, Mara hachanami she'inu mumcha. No, the Bryce over here says that it shouldn't go out with a kamea. It's talking about a kamea that's einu mumcha, like an adam can't go out with a kamea she'inu mumcha. Va'afal bishu mumcha katani. What do you mean it's talking about einu mumcha? It says, beferush, afal bishu mumcha. So mumcha l'adam, einu mumcha l'behema. It means that this kamea has been proven to work for people, but not necessarily for animals. And that's what the Braisa is saying, that even though it's a mumcha la'adam, since it's not a mumcha la'behema, that's why the behema is not allowed to go out with it. Umiika mumcha la'adam v'lavi mumcha la'behema, is there such a thing as an amulet that works for people but not for animals? Says Mara'in, yeah, you do have such a thing. Adam disle mazala misayayale behema delase mazala la misayayale. An adam has an easier time achieving a refuah because he also has mazal. A behema doesn't have any mazal, and therefore has a harder time achieving a refuah. If that's the case, that the Bryce is talking about a kamea that has never been proven to work for a behema, but a kamea that is proven to work, the animal's allowed to go out with it. My zech omer b'behema mivadam. How does the Bryce then go on to say that, oh, you see, we're more machmir by behema than we are by adam? It's actually the same exact halacha. So it says, Misavre, it's a kamea kai. You think that's going on the halacha about kamea? A sandal kai. No, it's going on the din that an animal is not allowed to go out with the shoes on its feet. That's a chumrah that a behema has. An adam is allowed to go out with the shoes on his feet. So now the Gemara goes on to explain what we had said on Amud Aleph, that Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan allowed a marda'as on a chamor on Shabbos. The marda'as that warms the chamor is not considered a masa. So Tashma, I'm going to bring a raya as far as placing a marda'as on a chamor on Shabbos. The Braisa tells us, sachin umefarchesin la adam ve'in sachin umefarchesin la behema. You're allowed to rub some oil or remove any scabs from a person on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to do that for an animal on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to be tareach on Shabbos, you're not allowed to burden yourself, bother yourself on Shabbos for the sake of a behema. So my love, the ikamaka, aren't we talking about a case where there is an actual wound, umishum tsar, and the reason you're doing this is because of the tsar that's caused by that maka, and still you're not allowed to do it for the sake of the animal. So you see that you're not allowed to be tareach even when the animal is in tsar, even for tsar belechaim, and placing a marda'as is also because of tsar. So how could the Amorayim allow placing the marda'as on the chamar? Lo, the gamar maka, mishum tanug. No, the case is not that there's a maka and there's a tsar issue. The maka's already gone. The whole issue now is one of tanug, and that's what we're asking, doing tircha for an animal, just for the sake of the extra enjoyment of the animal. But if there's actual tsar of the animal, then in a chanami, you're allowed to be tarech for that on Shabbos. So the Braisa goes on to ask on the Amorayim that allowed putting a marda'as. Toshima, we'll bring a raya about Nisinus Mardas on a Chamar and Shabbos from a Braisa. Behema sha'achaz adam, a behema that has an excess of blood, ein man bidinosa b'mayim b'shil shetitztanin. You're not allowed to put it on Shabbos in water so that it can cool off for refuah, because you're not allowed to be tareach for the sake of the animal. Adam sha'achaz adam, if a person has a lot of dam, ma'amidinosa b'mayim b'shil shetitztanin. You could put him in water on Shabbos so that he can cool off for his own refuah, that whereas by behema they don't allow such a tircha. So you see that by nisinas mardas, that's because of tsar of tzina, you're not allowed to be matriach. So it's a kasha on all these amoraim that said that you are allowed to be matriach by placing the mardas on the behema because of the tsar of the behema. Amar ula gzerim shum shchikas sammanim. No, when we said that you're not allowed to put the behema in mayim, it's not because of tircha. Tircha you're allowed to do when the behema is in tsar. Like Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan all said, you're absolutely allowed to be tareach for a behema that's in tsar. The issue with placing the behema in water in order that it should cool off is not an issue of being tareach. It's an issue of a gezeira that you might come to grind up herbs in order to make medicine for it on Shabbos. Ihachi Adam Nami. Well, if it's gzeir mishum shchikas samanim, should we make the same gzeir for an Adam? Now, Adam nira kameikar. By an Adam, it doesn't look like a therapeutic thing that he's doing. It looks like he's just cooling off in the water. People aren't going to realize that he's doing it for refuah, and therefore no one's going to associate that with shchikas samanim. It doesn't look like a therapy. Ihachi behema nami nira kameikar. But wouldn't you say the same thing about a behema? That it also just like it looks like the behema is cooling off and not like it's getting any sort of therapy. Now, in maker le behema, there's no being makar or behema in water. It's not a normal thing, and therefore it seems like it's being osik in refuah, and you're going to come to be matir shchika sammanim. So Gemara discusses if they were in fact gozer not to be osik in refuah of a behema, even if it might die. For a behema, in the case where if we were aser. Something, it would the guy would lose his animal. Migazrina, do we make a gezera? Vatanya, but don't we learn in the Tosefta? Haysa omedas chutzatchum. If the behemoth was standing outside of the chum on Shabbos, so kore lavi hiba, and you could stand inside the chum and call to it, and it will come on its own. The logazrina damasi lasuyim. We don't make a gezera that maybe because you're trying to get the animal to come by calling to it, that you might come to pick it up and bring it into the chum to go outside of the tchum and bring it in, and the reason they didn't make such a gezer is because if you don't call it, it's going to get lost and you're never going to get it back. So the tchum were not gozer in makom hefsid of the behema in such a case. So if it's achaz adam, if it has an excess of blood, we should not say that the iser to be mamadit b'mayim is because of gezer of shchik sammanim. They wouldn't have been gozer shchik sammanim if the behema could die as a result of failure to treat it. So Ravina kigon shahaya tchum shalom muvla b'toch tchum shalom. No, we could explain the Braisa is talking about a case where the tchum of the behema is not the same as the tchum of the bailim. The tchum Shabbos of the behema was overlapped with the tchum Shabbos of the bailim. The tchum of the behema finished before the end of the tchum of the bailim. So the behema did not go out of the tchum of the bailim. It only went out of its own tchum. So since it went out of its own tchum, you're not allowed to be taken away beyond its Dalai Lama said it's standing in right now. So that's why you can't take it yourself. But you could still call it. And even and that's why if it went outside the tchum, his tchum, he's not allowed to call it. Because there were gozer, shemi yetzi chutz l'tchum shalo. Because even though you'll lose the animal. So as it turns out, what the Braisa was telling us, that we're not going to be gozer not to call it, because you're allowed to go as far as the behema is. It's not allowed to go any further. But if Enoch Nami, you were in a situation where you weren't allowed to go to where the behemah is, where it's outside of your tchum, then even at the risk of losing the animal entirely, we taku would make such a gzera that you're not allowed to go and get it. So the Gemara explains another teretz to the kasha from the Braisa, and it brings a machlokas tanaim about the gzera of shchikas hamanim when it comes to a behema, about the gzera of making medicine when it comes to a behema. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, the gzera that we said that now had to be mamad a behema in mayim because shchikas hamanim gufa tanaihi. That is in fact a machlokas tanaim because the tanya, we have a brisa behema shachala karshinin. If a behema ate a lot of karshinin and therefore got very sick because it ate too much, lo yiritzana b'chatzar, you're not allowed to run the behema b'chatzar b'shul shetzrapa in order that that it should soften its bowels, and then that will be a refuah, because you have to be choshesh that since you're doing that for refuah, you're going to come to be shochek samanim. You're going to come to grind up herbs and make medication. Rabbi Yoshaya matir, but Rabbi Yoshaya is matir to run the animal for refuah because they weren't gozer refuah because of a chshash of shochek samanim. So the Tana that Aser is being mamid b'mayim holds like the Tana Kama that holds that we make a gzeir of refuah on animals as well. The Tana that's matir calling the behema from outside of the tchum holds like Rabbi Yoshaya that we don't make a gzeira when the other option is potential loss of the animal entirely. So you don't have a gzeira of shchikas hamanim. They weren't gozer that you might come to go outside of the tchum. Dorosh Rabba Alacha Rabbi Yoshaya. I mean Rabbi Darshan that we pass like Rabbi Yoshaya who is matir running the behema around the chatzer and without regard for any gzeira of shchikas hamanim. So So the Gemara asks a stira from the Braisa on another din that it says in the Braisa on Amud Aleph. Amar Mar, it said in the Braisa, Lo yetzi hazav bekis shalo. A zav is not allowed to go out with the pouch around his ever. Velo izim bekis shabedadeha. Nor goats with the pouch that's around their udders. Iva Tanya, but we have another Braisa, Yotzo izim bekis shabedadeha. That goats are allowed to go out with the pouch around their udders. So answer the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda lo kasha hadmi hadik. When the Braisa says that they are allowed to go, that's if they're tied on really well. The Braisa says they're not allowed to go when they're not tied on so well. Rav Yosef Amar Tanai Shekata Me'alma. Did you lose all of the Tanaim from the world that you can't find Tanaim that disagree about this? Tanaihi, it's a machlokas Tanaim in our Mishnah. Did Tanan, the Mishnah had said on Dafan and Beis, Ha'izim Yotzos Tsururos, Rabbi Yossi, Yosef Bekulan, that goats can go out with a pouch around their udders, and Rabbi Yossi asked all these things. So you see, Beferish, and machlokas Tanaim, Chutzman Rechelos Hakvunos, the only thing Rabbi Yossi allowed was Rechelos Hakvunos, that have a beged to protect the whiteness of their wool. And that's considered just a tachshit and not a masui. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that everything that's mentioned in the Mishnah is mutter to go out with because it's not a masui. But izim yotzos tsurus liyabei shavalo lechalev. But when goats go out with that pouch, only if its purpose is to dry up the milk, so it's tied on really well, can they go out with it? But not if it's there to catch the milk and to protect the milk. So we see clearly machlokas tanaim. So each of the brises could just be following a different shita in tanaim. The brisa that allows it goes like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. The brisa that asks goes like Rabbi Yossi. So now the Gemara brings another answer to be miyashiv the stira in the brises. Ve'iba yoseima havaha Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe both brises follow the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. V'lo kasha kan liyabish kan lichalev. You have a stira whether an animal can go out with a pouch around its udder. It depends what the purpose of that pouch is. So, and that's how Rabbi Yehuda learned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara brings a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda brings as a raya to his shita. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, or brings in that brisa, he brings a raya to his shita. Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, the Izim, there was a story of goats based Antuchia from the house of Antuchia, Shayudodeh and Gassin, that had very large udders, and they were getting scratched up by thorns that were along the ground. Va'asu lehen kisin kidei shelo yisru tu dadayan. And they made these pouches in order that, even on Shabbos, in order that their udders shouldn't get scratched up. So from the fact that they allowed them to go out with these, you see you're allowed to go with a kis that's made liyabesh, that just like they are allowed a kis that's made to protect the udders. And the reason for the heter is because of the tsar, that it shouldn't, that their udders shouldn't get all scratched up. So too, you can go with the kis that's meant to be miyabish, that's meant to dry up the chalav, because of the tsar, that the chalav is weakening them. Okay, once the Gemara talks about dadim, the Gemara brings a maisa, an unbelievable maisa, relating to dadim. Relating to, so dadim by an animal's is udders, by a human, obviously, it's by an isha, when she nurses. So Tanu Rabbanan, maisa bech, one time a man's wife died and she left a son that needed nursing, and he didn't have enough money to hire a wet nurse, and a miracle happened, and he started to lactate like a woman, and he was able to nurse the son all by himself. Wow, look what a great person this guy must be, that such a miracle happens to him. Abaye says back, Adraba, Kamakarua Adam Session, Shanalo Sidra Beratius. How awful this person is that Hashem has to go out of his way to be Mashan Sidra Beratius for this guy. Amrav Yudha Bore Kamakashim Zanos of Shalad. Amrav Yudha says, you know, let's take a look at how difficult it is to feed a person when it's done Bidarachateva. Shanishtanu of Sidra Beratius, because for this person, Sidra Beratius was changed, rather than a Kodesh Baruch Hu just giving him a Parnasa to hire a wet nurse. Amrav Nachman Teda, I'll prove to you that Mizonos of Shaladim is so challenging. The Misrachish Nisa Vlo Ibrahim Mizone, because miracles happen Mishamayim to save people instead of just Bederech Hateva having Mizonos. One time, a man married a woman whose arm was cut off, and he didn't realize that she was disabled until she died. Wow, what a tsunua this woman must be shalohikir babayla, that her own husband didn't even realize she had this ability. Amala Rabbi Chia zodarka bekach. That's not a maila, because every woman covers herself up in such a way. Ela kama tsanua adam zesh lohikir beishto. No, the meaning, if a woman has a disability, she's naturally going to try to hide it. So the fact that she was tsanua is not something that you can derive from this story. What you can really derive from the story is how tsanua the man was, that he was never interested in looking at his wife to even notice that that she had this problem. Says the Gemara Vayit, Zecharim yotzin levuvin. The Mishnah said that Zecharim can go out levuvin. My levuvin, what does that mean? Amrav Huna tusri, that two Zecharim could be tied together so they don't run away, and they can go out that way on Shabbos, and the rope that ties them together is not considered a masa, because it's there to protect them from running away. My mashmadahi levuvin lishna dekruvehu. Who told you that the word levuvin sounds like that they're connected to each other? Dechsev, because the pasuk said the baftania chosikala, that the lashon of libaftani means you have drawn me close because of your beautiful deeds. Ula Amar, Ula says zecharim going out levuvin means they're allowed to go out with or shakosh on them keneged libam kidei shelo yipol alein ze'evim. They would have like this protective armor so that if a wolf would attack, it would protect their heart from the attack of the wolf. Ze'evim as zecharim nafli and the kevus lo nafli. Yeah, but why would that only be for male animals? Wouldn't female animals also need to be protected from the wolf? No, because the males go at the head of the flock, so they're the ones that are most likely to be attacked. Do wolves only attack the head of the flock and not the back of the flock? Now, it's because they're fatter. So, really, there are no fat female animals. Do the zeivim know when they're attacking which are the fatter animals, which are not? Now, the reason that they dafka put this protective armor on the male animals is because they pick up their noses umaske kidavu, and they walk looking from side to side, and therefore the ze'evim react negatively to their attitude as they're walking, because they think that the zecharim want to fight with them. Rav Nachman Yitzchak gives a third explanation what levuvin means, not the rope that ties them together, nor some sort of armor to protect from wolves. Rather, or shekoshelam tachas zachrusan kidei shelo yalu al hanekevos. It's some sort of piece that they would put around the aver of the males so that they wouldn't mount the females. Now you understand why it's only on males. So mimai, how do I know that that's what it means? So Gemara says mi diktani seifa, because the seifa goes on to say varechelim yotzos shechuzos, that the rechelim go out shechuzos, my shechuzos shochsen al yeshalan lemaila, that they tie the tails up on top so to not cover their erva, k'deisha yalu alei and zecharim, so that males will mount them and they'll become pregnant. So since it's mistaver that the Reisha and the Sefer are talking about the same type of issue, so Nachman understood that levuvin relates to controlling the reproductive habits of the animals. So Reisha k'deisha lo yalu alei and zecharim, Sefer k'deisha yalu alei and zecharim. The Reisha was talking about something that will prevent the animals from mating. Safe for something that will cause the animals to mate. My mashmadai shechuzos lishna degluyehu. How do you know that shechuzos means that they would expose the beis ha'erva of the female? That it means exposing. Vihine isha likraso shis zona unitsuras lev. That her erva is the erva of a zona, meaning she's accustomed to giloy erva, and her heart is surrounded with zima. So since shis zona is an atrikun of shechuzos, sounds like shechuzos. So we learn from there that shechuzos is a lashon of giloy erva, of exposure of the erva. Okay, but next time we'll pick up on daf nun dalet amud aleph.